But you just use the fodder to tie it. Now, what was the cradle? That was
a big old long thing like a mowing block. Huh. It had a thing on it, but it had little fingers run down on it. That caught the wind.
It was like a mowing blade?
Yes, it was like a mowing blade. It had a handle in it, and she twirled around them.
I see. Did it have two handles? It just had one handle.
Huh.
I mean, it wasn't a thing sticking out on the handle, was it?
Yeah, they were two then, you know, helped us.
Uh-huh.
Like a block handle.
Uh-huh. And you had this one cow.
Yeah, maybe one cow, maybe two milk cows or something over like that, but now you didn't have things, milk cows.
Did you have a place where the cow could come in under to get out of?
We called that a stable.
Well, I mean, like maybe built against the barn, you might have had a little thing where the cow could get in from under the ring, out from under the ring.
That was a shed for it, what we called a shed.
Uh-huh. All right, and then they, did you have a place where you milked the cow outside?
Yeah, we just milk her out in open fields.
Any place?
Any place, but down milk her anywhere.
You didn't have a particular place that was called a milk pen or a milk gap?
No, you could just catch a cow milk her, stop her anywhere, and milk them. I've milked them many times that way.
Okay. And how about hogs? Did you raise hogs?
Yeah, we raised hogs all my life.
All right, now where do you keep, what do you call the enclosure that you keep them in?
A pen. They used to keep them in, it's a pen, but they used to keep them on the board, sword pens. They call them sword pens. Yeah. They keep them on, they build out of planks or things like that, or boards or something like that. They kept it forward all the time. And work on the ground, and work it with the back of an axe.
That was just for how long did they do that?
About 3 months.
So the last 3 months before they were born. Yeah. And did they feed them the same thing then? Or?
Yeah, they fed them corn. Feed them corn.
Just corn. Was there a place outside, maybe out where the stock was kept and fed, maybe near the house, a fenced in area?
We just called that the old pasture where they run down.
Well, I'm at the pasture, but did you have something you called either a lot or a barnyard?
Yeah, you had a barnyard. I had a fence around me.
Okay.
Once
you
get
out. And did you have, was there anything, any part of the farm that you called the dairy?
No, they didn't have them back in the farm.
What would a dairy mean to you? What would that word, the word dairy mean?
I worked in dairy.
And that's that milk company. Which one was that?
That was down there at the Wilkins, and we lived down there.
You didn't tell me about that. Now, how long you worked there?
2 years.
Tell me, what'd you do down there?
We milked the cows by hand, and we milked, let's see, they were 26. We milked by hand.
I see.
We put them in the stalls and fed them. They had a trench down through there that you poured the dry feed, but now they fed them dry feed.
Uh-huh.
And I've sat down under them things and been kicked out and under and everything else.
Is that right? They raise any cotton on it?
Yeah, they used to raise cotton. Now, we used to raise cotton.
Did you ever work in cotton? To get the weeds out, what do you call that? To get the weeds out.
Hoeing it. I've got no hoe out here,
I hoe it.
Hoeing
the cotton?
Yeah.
Never called it chopping cotton?
No, hoeing.
Okay. And then what kind of weeds were you troubled with? What kind of weeds did you have to get out?
Any kind of weeds. Ragweed or...
Yeah, I just wonder if there were any
dust weeds or lime quarters or just any kind of fighting or just any kind of a weed.
Those all
they all grow. Brawers and everything else back then.
Now how were the fields laid out on the farm?
Just old hillside.
How many different fields would you have at one time?
Lord, I don't know. I can answer that. We just tend a field here and maybe a field way over yonder.
Uh-huh.